Hey guys, it's Chibi D, and we're at E3 2018. Yay! And also here is Thorbon.
Hello.
And Shipwreck.
Thorbon's excited already. I like this.
I'm pumped
up.
You gotta be enthusiastic.
Hopefully the people in the rooms next door are not sleeping still.
Nah.
It's like 8:50. They should
They're
be awake.
Fine.
They're fine. Party!
Rage!
So it's Monday morning. Mm-hmm. And we were a little too tired last night to do an audio, but we had to get into bed early. So here it is, baby. Here's everything from yesterday. I guess the first thing was the Microsoft conference, which I did not attend or see. So this is all.
Fill you in.
I can't wait to hear what happened.
So they started off with Halo Infinite. It looks to be open world. It looks to be years away. So I'm guessing that's a launch title for the next Xbox.
Next box?
Yeah. Project Scarlet? Man. Codename Scarlet?
Oh, really? They said that?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, they came out this morning, I think. So it looks really good. It reminded me of those feelings that you have in that first Halo when you're riding around the Warthog and the world just seems huge and you want to go explore it. That's what this... It looks like that's the vibe they're going for. It looks like they're going for...
Destiny.
But Halo.
Okay.
Yes.
It's fine.
There's something to be said about Warthogs and just Halo is a better universe than Destiny.
And maybe
is.
They have flying spaceships that you can fly around in.
Right. There's a lot more that could possibly be going on. So hopefully that's great. It was nice to see the engine and everything, if that's what they saw. There were animals and stuff. Do you want to see Halo?
Hunting?
Halo deer?
Can we hunt them and craft things? Mm-hmm. Thorbon's interested.
Right.
Sign him up. Okay, so that's good. Like, I didn't even know that. See, I'm learning things already.
Yeah, so it was basically just game after game after game at Microsoft. It was just what they needed to do, and they announced they bought 5 new studios, which is also what they need to do. Yeah, most of them are smaller ones. Ninja Theory is the biggest one that...
They bought Ninja Theory?
Yeah.
Wow.
The other ones were smaller. I'm sure they're good teams.
There were studios they worked with previously, like Undead Labs, who did mm-hmm. the State of Decay.
So cool. What was Ninja Theory's first game that they did?
Heavenly Sword.
Heavenly Sword. I remember that demo at E3, and I remember meeting the main guy there.
They did Heavenly Sword, Enslaved, Journey to the
right,
West.
Right, right, yeah.
Then they did.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, with some money behind that company.
Yeah, that's good for them.
Like, if Microsoft backs them on whatever they do and gives them time to develop something, that could be a major studio for Microsoft.
He was I forgot the guy's name or anything, but like one of the main guys, he was more like a leather jacket type of guy, dark hair. I remember he was one of the first developers to talk to me at E3 and just be very down to earth and excited about his game and I don't know. That somehow sticks in my memory.
Right. And recently they did Hellblade, of course.
Yeah, I remember.
So, then there was a lot of confusion over console exclusivity. And
Last year, too.
You just get hit with so many games in a row that unless you go back and look at it, it's hard to tell.
What do they call it? Timed exclusive?
Timed exclusive.
Console launch exclusive.
Yeah, console launch. Right. Console launch exclusive or console exclusive? It's tough to remember.
Right. And then it all becomes a blur. They showed so many games. They showed 3 new Gears games.
3?
Yeah, there's a Funko Pop Gears game on iPhone and Google Play.
And what are the characters?
The Marcus Fenix as a Funko
it's the
Pop
toys.
Character.
It's the Funko Pop toys.
But not from other universes.
No, that was...
Just them.
When they showed that, they opened it up and they showed the Gears logo and of course everybody cheered.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the chainsaw comes through and it pops open and it's Funko Pop Marcus Fenix or whoever it was.
And people were what?
And people were they just got silent. and then, the whole wall, knocks over something. I'm this could be interesting. If they, had multiple, properties in one thing, this could be their
Lego franchise.
Then it was all Gears of War stuff, and then it got even quieter in the room, I think.
Yeah. It's a weird combo. Okay.
It'll probably do well for them.
The Lego doesn't do M-rated games, so.
Right.
Yeah, makes sense.
I think
this going to be an M-rated game?
No. Lego doesn't make figures and toys. They don't.
Oh, out of right. Okay, yeah. Understood.
Yeah. So that was a thing. Then they announced Gears Tactics, which is their turn-based Halo strategy, yeah. RTS. I don't remember.
Like full turn-based. Metal.
It looked good.
What was that? Yeah. Full Spectrum Warrior.
It looked.
Is it going to be like that? Yeah. Suppression looked, and all that stuff.
I'd imagine. It'd be
No. Overhead.
Oh, like RTS.
Yeah, like an RTS, or okay. I don't remember if it was RTS or turn-based at the moment, but
so like Halo
made,
Wars.
Yeah, it's like Halo Wars, but it made sense because it looked like Gears battles. I mean, if you can think of like lobbing grenades over stuff, and
it was before Gears 1, I think, is what they said in that tactic. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then they announced Gears 5. Not Gears of War 5. It's just Gears 5, is how they were branding it.
For casuals.
Well, I think the thing that the Gears games do well, and I think why they're getting rid of War maybe, is because this is concentrating on Kate and her story that's going off and doing something besides...
Get these women out of these Gears games! Come on! They're ruining the Gears games!
I'm sure there was
so unrealistic to have women with chainsaws.
Yeah, I'm sure those posts were made as this thing was going on.
Come on, man.
What makes the gear stuff work, I think, so well is that they somehow get emotions and characters that like you can care about in these games, which is really like odd. Like it's not a commonplace to like care about these characters' emotions when it's chainsaws and blowing people bug people's heads off.
Yeah, no, I remember like they kill off some main characters sometimes and like.
Somebody was killed off in this.
Okay. In the trailer?
In the trailer. So.
That's dark.
Yeah, that looks... I don't know if they put a date on that or not, but I'm assuming that's a ways off as well.
Probably.
Because they didn't show a whole lot of shooting bugs. It was mainly trailer type stuff.
Yeah.
There was Kingdom Hearts was in there, which was surprising to see in a Microsoft press conference.
Sure.
That looked like a modern game now. It didn't look like a PS2 game that's been remastered. So
it had a few years to work.
Yeah, I couldn't even remember. Like they showed Kingdom Hearts 3 on the screen. I'm like, okay, yeah, this is an actual like the next game in this series, rather than some oddball thing.
2.8, 2.5.
Right, 1. They should 5. Add some more words to that title. Numbers.
They will.
Okay, good.
After later. That release, yeah. Sure. There'll be plenty of Kingdom Hearts 3s in the future, I'm sure.
They probably do that just to confuse the fans, and like the fans wind up buying like multiple copies of the same game because they don't even know they own it. Like, oh, I thought I had Kingdom Hearts 2.7 Breakdown.
I might be that person.
Right. See? It works. Good strategy.
Yeah. They had a From Software game that's published by Activision.
Oh, wow.
That's
S-E-I-K-O Shadows.
Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice.
Hold on one sec. Yeah,
it's okay. Alright, Jeebee's leaving. He got too excited about this From Software game. Oh, okay. It's so hard to judge like, you see the From Software logo, and you either turn off your brain, because you know...
it's a Dark Souls type game.
Right, man. Or you're like...
Robots! Max. Where?
Right, so...
I could see... What is it?
It's a
Dark Souls type
game. Oh, it is?
Maybe,
yeah.
Did they show anything?
It looked like Tenchu type stuff. It looked like Tenchu, but...
Yeah, you're a dead guy. You're dead, and your arm's melting off, basically, sort of. And you're a samurai world, and you fight other samurai things. And
it's a massive old online game.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it looked like a story-driven game.
And Activision's publishing it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it was really odd. It was, here's a From Software game at Microsoft published by Activision.
I could see Activision publishing, like, a Chrome Hounds type game, just because there's a lot of potential for microtransactions in a game like that. A lot of cosmetic opportunities. All right.
The biggest reaction from the crowd was for anime. So, Jump Force... is the game that is bringing all of anime together. Okay. So it's got Dragon Ball. You talk about this.
This is your time to shine.
Yeah. They showed the One Piece ship. I was like, oh shit, One Piece. And then they showed the Dragon Ball Z Frieza ship. I was like, oh shit, Frieza. But yeah, they showed Frieza.
What type of game is it?
Your basic Shonen Jump. Everybody from Shonen Jump Comics is in the game, and they all fight each other.
It's a fighting game.
Yeah, 3D fighting
game. 3-on-3 tag team fighter.
Yeah. They've been doing this for a long time. There was a DS game that couldn't come over, and there is one that's on PS4 you can buy right now with all the Shonen Jump characters, so...
I'm good.
Yeah.
Even Ty doesn't know. Read that one.
This one looked really good, though. It looks similar to that Dragon Ball Z Fighters.
Yeah.
Like, is any...
It uses the Unreal Engine.
Oh, it does? So yeah. It looks pretty sharp.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll play it this week. I'm sure it'll be at their booth.
Does it have Yo-Kai Watch?
Yo-Kai Watch isn't shown in Jump, so...
No. See, I don't know anything. Ty reads that one. That I know.
But yeah, and then at the end they showed the Death Note demon and Light, so.
Love those guys.
Yeah.
My favorites. I jump for Shonen Jump. That's why I have a t-shirt, a bumper sticker.
Mm-hmm. They showed a Battletoads logo, basically. They're making a new Battletoads game.
Wait, Microsoft is.
Microsoft is. Yes.
Okay. They said it was 2.0. They didn't show anything. It was a logo, and they were just like, oh, it's going to be 2.5D hand-drawn animation.
Good. So. Sure.
Yeah. They showed the sequel to, what's that little rabbit weasel game? Ori?
Ori, I played it.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, tell us about it.
I played it at the showcase.
There's an owl now.
Yeah, I didn't make it to the press conference because my flight was coming in later. But I made it to the showcase after, so I got to play something. I'm not very familiar with the first game. So, I don't know, it looks real pretty, and, you know, you're doing a lot of double jumping and swinging, and see, did the first one have a lot of combat in it?
First one's on my backlog still sealed.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. It's the same type. It
was like a ranged attack, a melee attack.
It looks very similar. They've added a secondary owl character, so it looks like, is there co-op now, or no?
I don't know.
It looked to have all the same feels and everything that they had with the first one. Where
sure.
Kill off the parents and all that stuff. So that looks good. And that's an exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
What else did they show? They showed
the Tails remake or remaster or whatever.
Yeah, why did they show that? That was so weird.
I think it was because they needed to show something that was like what Japanese origin or something. Don't. I don't know.
They don't.
Well, they're trying. It seems like they're trying to because they got. You said they showed Kingdom Hearts, right?
Yeah, but
and Jump Force.
Yeah, but showing a remaster of Tales of Vesperia, like when you know that's going to come to everything, and it's not very exciting to show.
Sure, I think they just could have
cut that out. That could have just been like a flash up of a logo that was like, and this is coming. It looked fine. I've played that game before. The one I was excited about was Session. It's the new skateboard game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
My friend Frank freaked the fuck out.
is he a big skate fan?
Yeah, he's a huge Tony Hawk fan, a huge skate fan. And there's a video of him. If you look at his Twitter account, there's at Frank Howley. He's shitting himself on stream.
So. Who's making this game?
It's actually a Kickstarter game from Creature Studios.
Okay.
There's a hyphen in between Cree and Chur in their name. Mm. But it looked good. It looked like Skate.
When I was on Amazon or Best Buy, I forget which one, but it was only listed for Xbox One, so I wonder what's up with that if the other ones would have showed up.
Console launch exclusive. Did I sound just like the guy?
Yep.
Skate, you know, I have Skate on my Xbox, Skate 3. It still looks pretty good, like, on Xbox One. Mm-hmm. Like, it's still funny as hell. Like, all the bells are so funny.
Then there was some from Square Enix, Just Cause 4. Looked like a lot of fun still.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like the next Just Cause game. Same thing with Shadow of the Tomb Raider. That is something that is soon. That's September.
Yeah, I watched people playing that at the showcase. It looks sharp.
Yeah.
Looks real sharp.
Yep. That is going to be a good game. They announced some Cuphead DLC. You can play as the Chalice.
Easy mode?
No.
They didn't announce that.
No. I really wanted to play that game, but then I saw like everybody dying in 2 seconds. So I was like, yeah.
But you could probably have like a fair amount
of fun. It's not that.
Before it gets to the, because even I got like.
Oh, okay.
I got like at least an hour into it probably.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not totally.
And I'm sure you're a lot better than I am. Hey, you're supposed to say no.
Hey, I get chicken dinners and stuff. I'm all right. Oh, shit.
Damn it. Ty got a victory royale. Does that count? It's in the family, you know.
Oh, okay.
They got more Japan games with Devil May Cry 5. Okay. That was up there.
Clearly, that was a strategy of this press conference, was to get...
I think it was just get games. They were talking about going all over the globe to get games. Okay. Because...
They went to Poland. They went to a studio that's just one guy.
Yeah. That's what they needed.
They looked under his couch cushion. They found a game
Right. They were looking for games everywhere because they realized they didn't have any games.
Yeah. They looked in the glove box. There was like an old forgotten game there.
Voodoo Vince was
in there too. They forgot.
They've done that. They found that one. I mean, anything else from Microsoft? It was
Forza,
Cyberpunk.
Oh yes. Let's talk Forza first and then Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Forza. I played it at the Xbox showcase. It takes place in Great Britain. The big selling feature at this point is that all four seasons are represented in one. I guess in real time. I don't know. How's that? Like in a calendar year? How are they going to do that? I didn't see the presentations.
They showed you could change the seasons on stuff that you could like
I thought you just like pushed the button and the season changed.
Okay. Yeah. Like when because you make your own events in that game. So maybe something like that. I don't know.
You could do day night before when you were making events. So I assume it's the same type of thing where you just make your event and you decide which season it is.
Right. You told me that they're planning 60 frames per second option.
On 1X.
On the 1X. So that's big because 3 didn't have that.
Probably PC will have it.
Yeah, PC, you can do whatever. Because I play, you know, it's play anywhere. So it looked really good. I was actually really impressed by the graphics on Forza 4. Because at this point, like, it's getting to be almost photorealistic. Mm-hmm. Like, the leaves are falling, and it just looks like...
The leaves were falling at the press conference, too.
Were they really? They dropping the leaves now?
They dropped leaves.
It was
like the one, like, ridiculous thing they did. Like,
car?
We don't have a car this year.
No car, thank you.
We're going to drop leaves on you.
Well, Elon Musk launched one into space, dropping one down from a ceiling. It's not, like, not very impressive, especially they've done it several times. So, leaves. Sure. Did you bring any leaves back to give away on Twitter?
They didn't follow on us, so no. Damn.
Those could be good contests right there.
But yeah, then they closed out with Cyberpunk 2077, which is the new CD Projekt Red game.
Okay.
Have you not seen the trailer?
I have not seen anything.
You need to see the trailer.
Yeah, man.
But is it like all pre-rendered? Like,
but damn, man.
The idea.
The universe they're going for is very cool.
I heard like Cyberpunk GTA.
Yeah, a little bit of not so post-apocalyptic Blade Runner. You need to watch it.
I'll watch it.
A very interesting visual style to it, and just knowing that it's coming from the Witcher guys, like having something like that in that setting.
They've been working on this for a long time.
Sure. Yeah. Cool. I'm excited. I'll watch that trailer.
Yeah. So overall, I don't know what else Microsoft could have done at this point.
They also pushed the Game Pass pretty hard at the press conference.
Yeah.
Which you can play Forza if you have the Game Pass.
Yeah. I mean, $10 seems like a good price. It's $10 a month, right?
Game Pass? Or $30 right now for 6 months.
Yeah.
So $5 a month.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Smart. All right, so that's the Microsoft conference. I'm trying to think if I played anything else at the showcase. They showed Division 2 at the showcase. I watched somebody play it.
That was at the show as well. So
looked good. I guess I'm not a Division guy, so I don't know.
Yeah, the demo was one of those things where they were having made-up banter between the people on the team, like doing the co-op stuff. Yeah, so it's really distracting with that.
Right.
But it looked fun.
I played Ashen again. I played that last year. You remember that? That's like sort of the minimalist Dark Souls.
That launches on Game Pass also.
Okay.
So if you have Game Pass, you don't even have to purchase it. I'm hoping with Game Pass they'll do like Netflix. Like, you know how Netflix has exclusive shows?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be kind of cool if like they had like play the game 3 months early only on Game Pass or something like that.
There's a lot of they have a lot of things they could do. Like that's a good idea. Yeah, they could do it more like Netflix and have exclusive content. You can only get it if you have games. Is it like a small game? You have to get it for Game Pass.
They also had Dying Light 2. Yeah. Looked amazing.
Okay.
It
still looks on PC today. The first one looks amazing. Yeah. They've updated it.
It looks like they've gone further with the free running stuff.
Okay.
It reminded me of Mirror's Edge a lot.
Yeah, which the first one has a lot, of that too. But it's a little faster, maybe. A little faster, a little bit more fluid. Yeah. It looked like.
That's smart.
That looked very good. Metro Exodus looked amazing as well.
Yeah.
Which we'll see. We have an appointment to see that later in the week, and I'm ready to get back into that world after.
Oh yeah.
Like it's been a few years now since the last one.
I've actually finished both of those games.
Yeah, they're the right length.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like they don't.
You can see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's not too short, but you're like, all right, I can do 12 hours. Maybe,
it's in that range. It doesn't turn into a 40-hour first-person shooter, right. Which we'll probably start talking about now. So the Bethesda event, which was also just game after game of big hits. Thorbonn was there.
Yeah, I was there.
GP and I watched from our
separate rooms. Because we were both so tired.
I could see the Bethesda event and hear it from my
window.
My hotel room. It was weird because I was hearing all the music and everything start up
first
before I saw it on my screen.
That's funny.
They started off with Rage 2, right?
Yeah. Let's talk about me. It was a parking garage structure, and they just sort of makeshift made it a theater or whatever. You said they'd done that in the past, or it's permanent, or
it's a venue, that has like a permanent type tent over it. So they've held events there in the past.
It's smart because it's really close to the convention center and the LA Live, and previously they've had it like quite far, and it's
within walking distance, as Shifrek said.
Yeah, it's great.
Like before, the first year they had it was like at an airport hangar, and it was a good half hour to 45 minutes away. And then you had to wait in line for like an hour, an hour and a half to get in. So they've figured it out at this point.
Yeah.
Andrew WK or whatever his name is.
Yeah,
NK.
Well,
What is it?
Andrew NK?
WK.
Andrew WK.
Yeah. WK.
But yeah, the stage was very awkward, and I was sitting on a folding chair, which was insane.
Behind the stage, right?
The thing is it's one of those weird stages where, depending on what game they showed, the person was either behind you or in front of you.
It's like a runway, like a model runway.
Yeah, imagine a model runway, except for the model stands there for 10 minutes, and you're looking behind them.
Right, so. And they're all dudes that make games.
Yeah. But Rage 2, Andrew WK came out.
I'm interested in Rage 2. I finished that first one. I mean, it seems to be more open world and like more like Mad Max. I think they're going for a Mad Max vibe.
I played Rage 1 and beat it. All I remember is John Goodman was in it. The AI was really good, and the ending sucked. But yeah.
I just remember that it looked good, and the gunplay was decent, pretty good.
Yeah.
It seemed like more of a showcase for that.
This one's intriguing to me. I like the style that they were showing. It had a very like extreme
Mad Max.
Mad Max.
Vehicular combat, which is
cool. It had a Bulletstorm type look to the combat a little bit, with like popping guys up in the air
combos.
And then like throwing like a glaive at them or something. Yeah, combos. We need more shooters with combos.
It's fine.
My only concern is if this game is too large. Because it looked like there were so many different things going on that it looked like it could balloon to like a 40-hour affair in that world. And
right.
I don't know if I'm
down with that.
At this point, I'm like, that might be like a fun world to be like in for like 20 hours.
Sure. It depends what they give you to do. And
yeah. It's a weird thing. Like, I have no idea. It's just the things that are going through my head as I'm as I'm watching it.
So it's Rage 2. What else did we see there?
They showed some card game, like a card game. And
Skyrim card game?
Yeah. The guy was wearing Reeboks from the special edition Alien Reebok shoes that were the power lifter. That's what I got. The Alien power lifter Reebok shoes.
Used Alien 3, yeah.
That's how interested I was in that game. I was looking at shoes, going, dang.
I want those shoes. I didn't even know those were a thing.
Yeah, they're good. They're good.
But they were showing like Skyrim on. Well, the joke was the Skyrim on Alexa, but then they actually released it.
Yeah,
which they should have.
Which is fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, it's fine.
I wasn't surprised when they did that because there's a Pikachu one you can download.
Yeah, they have a little game.
There's tons of those.
I play Jeopardy on there like every day.
Oh, really?
Hmm. I once got 11 out of 12 questions right.
Yeah, they had all the Skyrim or Elder Scrolls stuff. They had Elder Scrolls Blades,
right?
Which was the new
phone
game.
And Switch.
Oh,
no.
Eventually,
later,
everywhere, he was saying. Okay. But to begin with, iPhone and Android.
They said like 100 million people.
120 million people.
120, which is the most people that have ever played any of their games. Yeah. Combined,
yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That's what happens when you put out a free game with a popular franchise.
Yeah, sure. I mean, World of Tanks on PC has had 190 million players.
Yeah.
So, yeah, free gets the people in. So there was, those things don't seem too
And then they had they showed some more online, Elder Scrolls Online stuff, and
I was face down in my bed during that part.
Right. They showed Prey DLC.
Also face down in my bed.
And I was excited for the Wolfenstein 2 single player, or co-op, I should say, co-op small game they're coming out with. Have you guys played that, or Wolfenstein 2?
Yeah, I have.
All right, but yeah, it was kind of weird because the Switch version isn't out yet, but they sort of spoiled the game.
Oh, but because the next part spoils it. Oh.
So, but I'm excited. I'll buy that.
And then,
Fallout 76, which looked really good.
So we know that now it's a big online game.
No, well, it's just 12 people.
Oh.
12 people per server, per map, or whatever.
Per instance, right? So and you were always on the same. No, that would be weird. You couldn't be on the same instance every time you turn the game on, because then you wouldn't always have 12 people playing.
All right.
I don't know how that works. It's gonna work.
I don't know. They said it's
gonna be a beta.
There's a beta.
Yeah, there's a beta.
Wombat is like super bummed or no?
Yeah, there's a solo mode.
But not really.
Can you pause it?
No, I don't think so.
Wombat doesn't like when you can't pause it.
It looks like a game that you're just going to get potentially griefed in. They're going to have a hard time figuring out not just like have somebody, because it's supposed to be like either you can be friends with people or people can shoot you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And from my experience, people shoot you.
Yeah, that only works when it's AI controlling everything. When it's people controlling.
If you know the person.
Or if you know if it's your buddy.
Right.
Chances are it's going to be somebody who's got like some sick ass weapon. He's going to nuke you. He's got like a mini nuke and he's going to blow up you. And then I saw the whole nuke thing. Yeah. You can really launch nukes and then just like blow up somebody's whole house that they spend time putting together. And then is it gone forever? They destroy your house? Like
there's a lot to learn about this game still.
Hell yeah, yeah.
So,
and it's coming out this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's probably just using all the assets from the last Fallout game.
Is Justin McElroy very excited because it takes place in West Virginia?
Yeah, I think so.
Should be. Is he involved in the game at all?
No, but he wants to be.
Yeah, he should be. I mean, I can name one person from West Virginia.
You can name three, right?
Well, yeah, I was kidding.
And they showed some Doom. The next
teaser,
Doom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doom Revival.
Eternal,
yeah. Doom.
Doom Forever is a good name. I like Forever at the end of
That's what. Well, you have Halo Infinite. Doom Eternal.
Yes.
It looked like more. After a while, all these shooting games in Bethesda started to look a little bit similar. It was hard to remember who we were shooting and where. But it was a very. They had a good conference again.
Yep.
They showed the Starfield and Elder Scrolls and whatever and.
Yeah,
people were losing their shit.
Yeah, but it's like, yes, big shock. They're making a new Elder Scrolls game at some point in the future.
You can pre-order it now.
Yeah. Great.
Online.
Yeah, or why don't you send me the $60 to me and I'll hold on to it for you and then I'll send you the game when it comes out.
Right. That's a good business to be in. We found a new revenue stream.
Yeah.
I will make sure that your $60 is safe.
I'll invest it for you.
For the next 5 years.
Yeah. Anything else that we want to talk about that we saw yesterday?
Well, after that, I went to the penny press machine and went on the penny press machine 3 times because the lady was like, how many quarters do you want? I'm like, $3.
Is that the Bethesda event?
Yeah, yeah. And she was like, it's like, here's $3, and she gave me $3 a quarters, and then like the guy saw the line, and was like, oh, one per person now, and I was like, great, now I have a pocket full of quarters thing.
And there's no arcade.
Yeah, but I went in line, back in line like 3 times, so.
And you gave, yeah. Is it a contest or something?
Yeah, I gave one away.
Oh, it's gone already? You already gave it away?
Yeah, I already gave it away.
Man, that's a flash giveaway.
Yeah, well, I said whenever I get back to my hotel room, so that's what I did.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Anything else that we want to talk about?
Lawbreakers is now free to play.
Is it?
Yeah.
I told you, Ty, we logged into your PlayStation account the other day to try to play Lawbreakers.
Yeah.
And there was no, and he's like, how come I can't get into a game with Lawbreakers? It's broken or something. And I had to tell him like the bad news about the studio and everything.
Yeah.
And he's like, but it was so cool. I don't know. Yeah, I was like, all right. I was like, yeah. I mean, it's sad that those people lost their jobs and the game was fine. The game was fine.
It's, right. It was
like a perfectly fine game.
Yeah.
Like, it worked and it was fun. It wasn't not fun.
Right, it was fun to play.
But it's just maybe less fun than, like, an Overwatch or something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Great.
Yeah, I think that's it. For day whatever that
for
was.
That was day one. For day us, zero?
For us, it was day one.
There was an EA conference that we...
Watched online?
I didn't. Somebody did.
I watched it.
I was on a plane, so.
Yeah. Anything worth mentioning? Or?
I don't remember.
Perfect.
There was...
Unravel 2, that's all.
I played some Unravel 2. They put co-op into it. And so Mrs. Shipwreck and I were playing local co-op only. Cool. You can play it single player as well. But it's a lot like Unravel 1. The levels tend to go on a little bit longer than I would like.
Mm-hmm.
Just as far as like you like to get through a level and then decide whether or not you're going to play another level rather than sitting there going, are we ever going to get through this level? But that was solid. I can't even remember what else EA.
Well, we're going to go to EA after this.
Yeah, that's where we're going.
So we'll talk about that later today or maybe later today. All right. I could talk about the weed store that I went to. Do you know that it's legal to buy weed in California? And they sell weed here now? It's like an Apple store, but with weed. And like 30 guys working there. All right. We're going to wrap it up. And if you go to MedMen and use coupon code SiriusXM, you get $10 off your order, which is pretty cool. All right. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to head out to EA in the near future. And then we got Sony later today. And that's it, right? I think?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the big lineup. Shipwreck's already zoned out. He's already checking Twitter. As soon as I started talking about the weed store, he started checking his phone. All right. We will talk to you later. Bye.